The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Kick mine off really well with a good walk along the coast on what is a beautiful bit overcast, a beautiful day here in my neck of the woods. I hope you are doing and having a great day as well. If you can hear birds in the background, that's because I've got lorikeets all around my office right now and they are squawking like mad dogs. So just please ignore those birds or listen to them if you like them. Yesterday was a good day, actually. Did my scan after the podcast, as I always do. Went through, did the full top 100 with my live trading floor members, and we basically found a really nice booster trade there on Ripple. Now, we got that video out to my members just in the nick of time, and the trade did hit entry by pretty much just about on the nose, to be honest. It hit my entry point, and from there, almost raced to target in within the hour. It took a little bit longer to grind up to the first target, got there in the end. It's pulled back a little bit today, but a really nice move. It's just really nice to see the market sort of moving the way that markets normally do. It's been a little bit wishy-washy lately. It's been a little bit all over the shop, but now yesterday was really nice, a clean, crisp move. And look, the best thing about it was the type of trade where you just can't not take it. So from my point of view, what I do each day in those scans, it's a process of elimination. Whereas most people are looking for trades to take, I'm actually looking for trades to leave until there's nothing left that I can't leave. Whatever's left at the end of it, I'll take. Now, that means that there might be no trades. That means that there might be some trades. If there are some trades that are setting up, then I'll take them or I'll wait for them to complete their setup, go through my checklist, so on and so forth. But it really is a process of elimination. I'm genuinely not looking for a reason to take a trade each day. I'm looking for the opposite. And with a checklist, it does help you with that because you literally go by the checklist. You know, does it have point one? No. Well, then move to the next chart. Does it have point one and two? Yep. Does it have point three? Yep. Point four? Yep. Point five? No. Well, kick it off, move to the next chart, and so on and so forth. It really helps you to stay committed to what you're doing, and it helps you to weed out the rubbish that you don't need because, you know, looking at a chart and going, oh, it could do this, it could do that, who cares what it could do? You're there to do what you should do and keep your focus. So the birds are going crazy. So today, Bitcoin, I mean, look, it's up 0.4%. It's honestly, it's starting to grind. And if I have a look at this now on the 4 hour, we do have, although, look, let me tell you something. It's very messy. We've got a higher low. We saw that spike down to 6,400 and pushed above and sort of holding about 64.7 right now. It does have a slightly higher high. It's nothing too consistent for me. It's nothing I'm excited about. But look, it's the first step in the right direction as far as hopefully setting a higher low to push on to a new higher high. The higher high I'm talking about, the price level is 66.15. I want to break that, creating a higher low of 63.57. These birds are really just trying to annoy me now. but we haven't got that just yet. Just a little bit of positivity there on Bitcoin. And again, we seem to see this back and forth between Bitcoin and the rest of the top 10 in the sense that with Ethereum, it's down 1.26% today, Bitcoin up. Where on the flip side, when Ethereum's up, Bitcoin tends to be down. So we do seem to have this back and forth going on quite a bit there. Nothing there on Ethereum today, just slightly down. Have a look at Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash has pulled back to the $508 mark, which is old support and resistance. It's not something I'm too concerned about. It's not something I'm trading from. Go away. Go away. God, he's noisy. These are basically birds that are covered in bright blue, yellow, orange, red, green. I mean, if you're not an Australian, you probably don't know, but they're just noisy and they love it here. Okay, so Bitcoin Cash, nothing there right now. It's pulled back, as I said. It's just grinding a little bit. And there's nothing really on any of the timeframes that I really like there on Bitcoin Cash. On EOS, once again, it did have a pretty decent fall last night, 2.75%. At one stage, it looked like it was down something around the vicinity of 6%, but recovering a little bit now. Cardano holding right now, still with that higher low, potential higher low in play, hasn't broken to the downside yet, down 1.86%. Stellar Lumens, having performed so well, has had a bit of a pullback, and it's retreated right back from the resistance, which is around that 27 cents. 10% mark. I have to wait and see what goes on when it pulled back in, as it has done to the cradle zone. Now, you have a slow grind to the downside, nothing much more to talk about. IOTA is holding. It's trying to get through the level of about 51 cents. A little bit of resistance there, and a chart that I will be keeping a close eye on, as we do have a nice clear point at which to break as far as to get this trend really kicking off to another level. So I'm keeping a close eye on that today. Ripple, of course, I took a trade on that yesterday. Today, not really that interested in anything at this stage. Excuse me. We'll see how we go throughout the day. And finally, we'll finish up on Litecoin, which is just grinding lower right now. It's not really done a great deal this year, to be fair. So there you go, guys. That's the top 10, a bit of a run through of what I'm looking for, how I scan the markets and what I'm doing. I hope you have a fantastic day. Guys, jump across to tradercob.com. Get yourself subscribed to the free bi-weekly video newsletter, because we've got a free course coming out soon. I'm going to drop the link for you guys shortly, but I hope you enjoy it. We've been working really hard back here at the Cobb Factory, and I look forward to bringing you some new content. It's completely free, so you've got nothing to lose. So you may as well go sign up to tradercob.com and get onto the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.